Lesson 8. Where are you going? The important word in this lesson is mynd. Mynd. Spelt M-Y-N-D. Mynd means to go or going. Well, we are going to describe lots of places people are going to. Let's start by talking about places using the first person present tense. In other words, sentences that start with the word I. What I am doing. Where I am going to, etc. Let's start with the phrase I am going to. Now in Welsh, I am going to is dwi'n mynd i. Dwi'n mynd i. Our first sentence is I am going to the pub. Now pub in Welsh is like the old English word tavern, but we pronounce that R, tavarn. Tavarn. But the sentence we're about to say is not going to be dwi'n mynd i'r tafarn, but dwi'n mynd i'r dafarn. We have a soft mutation. The apostrophe R in i'r, the, causes a soft mutation in the word after it because that word is a feminine word. Tafarn to dafarn. Dwi'n mynd i'r dafarn. Dwi'n mynd i'r dafarn. Dwi'n mynd i'r dafarn. Here are a few more sentences about going places. Now another word that causes soft mutation is the word I, which means to. It's the letter I in English, but in Welsh they call it E dot. To differentiate it from the other E sound, the letter U, known in Welsh as E Beidol. So after the letter I, soft mutation. Next sentence, I'm going to see friends. See is gweld, and friends is ffrindiau. Gweld and ffrindiau. But we have a soft mutation after the letter E dot, so gweld becomes weld. Dwi'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. Dwi'n mynd i weld ffrindiau. Dwi'n mynd i weld ffrindiau. Now, you can also add place names. So, Bridgend is Pen y Bont. But after dwi'n mynd i, after the letter E dot, soft mutation, P to B. Dwi'n mynd i Ben y Bont. Dwi'n mynd i ben y bont. Dwi'n mynd i ben y bont. One more, no mutation this time. Dwi'n mynd i'r siop. I am going to the shop. Dwi'n mynd i'r siop. Dwi'n mynd i'r siop. Now it's easy to adjust a dwi'n mynd sentence to make it about someone other than yourself. Just drop dwi from the beginning of the sentence and replace it with one of the following. Wyt ti, which means you are, it's informal. Wyt ti, mae e, or mae o, meaning he is, mae e, mae o, mae he. She is. Dyn ni, meaning we are in South Wales. And dan ni, in North Wales. Dyn ni and dan ni. Then we have the formal version of you are. Dych chi, South Wales. And dych chi, North Wales. Dych chi and dach chi. And they are is mine nhw. mine no. Now we're going to look at how to create min sentences using each of the new sentence beginnings that I've just read out to you. Starting with uiti. Uiti is the informal form of you are. We use it when talking to friends, family and children. The full form is ruiti, but it's often shortened to uiti in conversation. Here's an example of an uiti sentence using mind. Uiti'n mynd I gau'r dydd. You are going to Cardiff. Wyt ti'n mynd I gau'r dydd. Wyt ti'n mynd I gau'r dydd. There's a soft mutation after the letter E dot, I in English. So gau'r dydd, which means Cardiff, mutated to gau'r dydd in the sentence. Wyt ti'n mynd I gau'r dydd. Let's try making sentences with my A and my O. He in Welsh is A in South Wales and O in North Wales. Here is an example of a my A, my O sentence using mynd. Mae o'n mynd allan. Mae o'n mynd allan. He is going out. Mae o'n mynd allan. Now, allan, which looks like Alan, the name Alan with a double L, is widely used in Wales, but in South Wales you will also hear mas to mean out. For example, mae e'n mynd mas. He is going out. Mae e'n mynd mas. Mae e'n mynd mas. Let's look at making sentences using mae hi, which means she is. The word for she in Welsh is he, spelled H-I, but pronounced like the English word he. It's a little confusing when you first start saying he for she, but it won't take you long to get used to it. Here is an example of a my he sentence using mynd. Mae hi'n mynd i'r gwaith. She is going to work. Now you'll notice in Welsh, we say i'r gwaith to the work, rather than to work as we would in English. Mae hi'n mynd i'r gwaith. Mae hi'n mynd i'r gwaith. Let's try making sentences with dyni and dani, which mean we are. We use dyni in South Wales and dani in North Wales. Dyni, dani. Now these are shortened colloquial versions of rydyni and rydani. Here are examples of a dyni and dani sentence using mynd. Dyni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. We are going to see friends. Dyn ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. Dyn ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. That's in South Wales. And in North Wales, we would change the dyn ni to dan ni. Dan ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. Dan ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. Dan ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. You'll notice that there's a soft mutation after E dot, so that gweld was mutated to weld in the last sentence. So it wasn't dan ni'n mynd I gweld ffrindiau, but dan ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. Or in the south, dan ni'n mynd I weld ffrindiau. Let's look at making sentences using dych chi and dach chi. Dych chi is the formal form of are you in South Wales, and dach chi is the formal form of are you in North Wales. Dych chi and dach chi. Now, these words are used in polite company, such as with your boss at work, a person in authority, or when talking to someone you respect. Now, in colloquial speech, we use dych chi and dach chi, but these are shortened forms of rydach chi in North Wales and rydach chi in South Wales. In some parts of Wales, you will hear the shortened form rych chi instead. Rych chi. Here are examples of a dych chi and dach chi sentence using mynd. Dych chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin. Dych chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin. Dych chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin. And in North Wales, dych chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin. Dych chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin. Dach chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin? There is a soft mutation after I in dach chi'n mynd I or dach chi'n mynd I. So Gaerfyrddin, which means Carmarthen, is mutated to Gaerfyrddin in the last sentence. Dach chi'n mynd I Gaerfyrddin? Let's look at sentences using maen nhw, meaning they are. Here is an example of a maen nhw sentence using mynd. Maen nhw'n mynd adre. They are going home. Maen nhw'n mynd adre. Maen nhw'n mynd adre. There are two words for home. Adre means homeward. Adre. While gatre means at home. Gatre. Adre and gatre. Now it's time for Lesson 8's dialogue. The dialogue shows ways that the words from Lessons 1 to 8 can be put together to form conversations. In the Lesson 8 dialogue, Aaron and Jane meet up for a coffee, and Aaron has a question he wants to ask Jane.
Dwi'n mynd i'r dre, wedyn. Wyt ti eisiau dod?
Dwi'n mynd mas nes ymlaen gyda June a Sarah.
Ble dych chi'n mynd?
Dyn ni'n mynd i'r theatr.
I weld beth?
Sioe comedi.
So in today's dialogue, there's some vocabulary that's new to us. So let's look at those words and practice them. The first one's quite easy. The word for theatre, the English word theatre, is theatre, which has a slight r sound at the end of the word. Theatre. Theatre. Now also in the dialogue, we come across the word for later on. Two words, I should say. Nes ymlaen. Nes ymlaen. Nes ymlaen. The word for to come is dod. Dod. And show, as in a TV show, is sioe. Sioe. And comedy is spelled exactly the same except the letter Y at the end of the English word is changed to an I in Welsh and is pronounced slightly differently. So comedy becomes comedy. Comedy. Just a slight emphasis on each syllable, on the beginning of each syllable. Comedy. as opposed to comedy. So we've heard some of the new vocabulary. Let's listen to the dialogue again.
Dwi'n mynd i'r dre, wedyn. Wyt ti eisiau dod?
Dwi'n mynd mas nes ymlaen gyda June a Sarah.
Ble dych chi'n mynd?
Dyn ni'n mynd i'r theatr.
I weld beth?
Sioe comedy.